Good morning, everyone. Welcome to The AIM Shift, Your Money, Your Life with Julie M. Watkins. I am your guide, and this is How to Automate Your Finances in 10 Easy Steps. Stop living paycheck to paycheck. Learn how to automate your finances in 10 easy steps and put your monthly bill paying, spending, and savings on autopilot. Number one. Divide your money into three pools: a fortress for your bills and debt, a current for your weekly spending, and a reservoir for your savings. Number two, set weekly amounts. To figure your weekly bills and debt amount, use the 48-week magic by dividing the annual total of your bills and debt by 48 rather than 52 weeks. Subtract this weekly number from your weekly earnings. Use the remainder to set fixed weekly amounts for living and leisure and for savings. Open three linked accounts. You need two checking accounts, one for your fortress and one for your current. And you need a savings account for your reservoir. The fortress has no debit card or checks. It receives all earnings, pays all bills, and diverts funds to the other two accounts. Now, the fortress, the bill pay account, has a golden rule. The fortress is sacred. You guard it. You protect it. You never dip into it. It should be quarantined for your bills and debt obligations. Number four, you create the flow. Pay all bills through online bill pay. Set up weekly transfers from the fortress, one to your current for weekly spending and one to your reservoir for weekly savings. Don't allow vendors to dip into your fortress to take out funds. Stay in control of your payments by using online bill pay. Number five, you deposit all earnings into the fortress. Each weekly deposit must equal the total of your three weekly pool amounts. Every week, all earnings go directly into the fortress. Any remainder above the weekly needed stays in the fortress. Number six, start the system. Make your first weekly deposit. Let the transfers run. You monitor your bill payments and your account balances to avoid overdrafts. Number seven, diagnose issues for system failure. If the system won't start, you likely have a shortage and you need more inflow or earnings. If the system fails after starting and you run out of living money midweek, you likely have an overflow. You monitor your earnings and your spending to locate the cause. Number eight, equalize the flow. To fix a shortage, you must increase your earnings to provide more inflow. A true shortage means you're living on the bare minimum. You only have one option, more earnings. To correct an overflow, you can either tighten your spending, increase your earnings, or do both. Number nine, once running, the system operates smoothly, guiding your money on the path you set. Your fortress pays the bills automatically, funds your current for weekly living, and your reservoir for steady savings. No more juggling money between accounts or living paycheck to paycheck. Number 10, keep up the weekly rhythm. Deposit all earnings into the fortress. Let the weekly transfers fund your current and your reservoir. Pay your bills through online bill pay to keep you in control of payments. You adjust numbers when life changes, and AIM helps keep you stable for the long term. You finally have breathing room, and your money supports your life. Now let me make a note about the 48-week magic. You divided your annual bills and debt by 48 weeks, but you are going to make 52 deposits over the course of the year. That means at the end of 1 year, you will have a full month of bill pay money in your account. That's a cushion that gets you ahead of the game for the next year. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. Visit aimff.com for more details of these 10 steps or to listen to the full podcast. You'll also find a contact form there if you want to reach me. Have a good day.